Welcome to the post-game edition of Spits and Suds. Game number four in the books, and unfortunately, Stars now down 3-1. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Lots to discuss tonight. Leon Draisaitl and former Star Corey Perry. How does he keep getting better year after year? Each of them had a goal and an assist for the Oilers. Now the Stars are on the brink of elimination as game number five happens Thursday. Luckily, it's back in Dallas. So let's talk about it with your feedback and everything that you have to say regarding this game. And you guys definitely came with it tonight. And I so appreciate all that you guys bring to the table. So I was going to go over the goals, and I still can do that. Obviously, the two power play goals were the difference in this game. Two wide open players, two players that don't necessarily miss often in Leon Draisaitl and Corey Perry. But game four of the Western Conference Finals, you cannot allow a player like Corey Perry to stand on your doorstep. By the way, missed another goal later in the game where he was once again alone at the doorstep, but couldn't jam it home or tip it in. But lesson not learned. And then Leon Draisaitl. I mean, I get it. They're on the power play, but man, so frustrating. And the other aspect, notice how many one-timers Edmonton is doing specifically on the power play. They are firing away. Dallas is holding it for too long. And absolutely, their goalie has been good. No doubt. He's been good. But notice what I said. He's been good. I don't think he's been challenged as much as he could. He's making saves, absolutely. But is Skinner like flying all over the place and mad scrambles in front of the net? No. Is Skinner going from side to side based on the power play movement? No. Is Skinner sliding to one side based on the possibility of Mikko Rantanen scoring? No. So I'm trying not to be overly negative. But I also feel the frustrations of Stars fans tonight. How is it you're down 2-1 and you only manage 4 shots in the third period? How is that? And I'll say this before I get into the stats. Because when I get into the stats, the reality has to set in for you and other Stars fans. And hopefully the Dallas Stars can win on Thursday night. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I want to be optimistic. Hopefully the Stars can make it 3-2 and make this a series and head back to Edmonton. But at the same time, what in the heck are you watching if you think that the Stars are as good as Edmonton? They are being outplayed. I understand certain analytics tell you otherwise, and I'm about to read off some. But how many times can you get behind the eight ball and think this team is going to come back from series, from first goals of the game? But come on. 13 shots in the last two periods when you put up 16 shots in the first period. Edmonton, 50 hits. Sure, hits are a deceptive analytic. But that more than doubled what the Stars did. Oh, and by the way, they lost one of their top players early in this game. And then they lost Evander Kane for a while. And by the way, they're also missing one of their top two defensemen who hasn't been able to come back yet. Just doesn't add up. or it kind of adds up. And I was reluctant to say this till the end of this season, if this season ends. Because once again, I'm trying not to be overly negative. But at the beginning of this season, I stated the following. You are a skill-based team and you're one-dimensional. And I said that through the season. You are not showing enough physicality. And in the playoffs, when the rink shrinks, you need to exert physicality to move on. Last year's Stanley Cup winner, Florida, what did they do? They became more physical. Tampa, when they won their Stanley Cups, what did they do? Became more physical. How about Vegas? Absolutely became more physical. Colorado, they picked up Manson at the trade deadline. What is Manson? He's physical. Like, I appreciate Jim Nill being nominated once again for General Manager of the Year. I love the Mikko Rantanen trade. But the blueprint is there as far as how to win a Stanley Cup. And the players that they have, look at the players currently that they have that would be those physical presence. Ilya Lyubushkin, scratch. Matt Dumba, scratch. Jamie Benn. Love our captain and everything that he's been for this organization. But are we not looking at Jamie Benn as a replication of what we saw with Joe Pavelski last year? And I mean, can we go a playoff game without a penalty from Jamie Benn and Mason Marchment? I mean, Mason Marchment, who's got 1 year left on his deal. A, I don't know why he's playing the wing on a power play. He is not that skilled of a player. I mean, look at this. When we talk about Edmonton's a player team, one team has Draisaitl on the wing. The other has Mason Marchment. One team has a slap shot from the point that players say and goalies say are one, is one of the toughest to handle at Evan Bouchard. Have we seen any kind of offensive ability from Thomas Harley and Miro Heiskanen in this series? All the hype, and I appreciate that. And they are very good players. But they need to be better in series like this. And I can't hear people say, well, Ottinger, are you kidding me? Are you watching this game tonight where Corey Perry tips in a shot and a top five player in the league with a one-timer goes high roof? And that's the difference in the game. Your goaltender played really well tonight. He bounced back. He was ready. He stepped up. I'm just saying, it's not the offseason. But I am ready to spin some players if they do not move on. I am ready to change the makeup of this team. What I don't want to hear is the following. We have cap constraints, so we're limited in what we can do. You cannot listen to that narrative, okay? Guess who else has cap constraints? Florida. And guess what they did? They went out and got Matthew Tkachuk. Why? Because they traded one of their top players and a team leader in Jonathan Huberdeau. Okay. Vegas somehow gets Jack Eichel from Buffalo, gives up quality players. But you know who they got in return? Jack Eichel. And we did that and got Mikko Rantanen. But you have to change the makeup. Because the guys that are supposed to bring that physicality right now just aren't bringing it. They're either scratched or they're out of the lineup. And what do you have to do? Like, if Edmonton advances, Stars fans, it's going to drive you absolutely crazy how Florida plays Connor McDavid, and you are going to say, why didn't we do that? Because Florida, every chance they get, they are going to body Connor McDavid. They are going to body Hyman if he comes back. they are going to rough up Draisaitl as much as they can. He's a bigger body. And the Stars did that against Nathan MacKinnon. That's what's so frustrating. The Stars, when they were most effective in this playoffs, most effective, they were physical. So, hey, it's tough to get on this team because you're in the Western Conference Finals. It's 3 years. We could be San Jose. We could be Chicago. We could be a lot of teams right now. So I carry a lot of emotion tonight. And I hope you understand this is not old school Gavin, which I've been accused of. There he is talking about physicality as well. You know what? Gavin loves his physicality. You know what? I do, because it wins Stanley Cups, period. And if you tell me otherwise, tell me the last skill-based only team that won a Stanley Cup purely on skill. Purely. Maybe the LA Kings? I'll go back and look. But Tampa, they picked up Pat Maroon for $1 million. It's those kind of guys. And unfortunately, the Stars just don't have them. So it comes down to a bunch of things. Here are some telltale factors of why we are at 3-1. Stars, 2 goals in the last 3 games. If you're based on skill, you don't have the skill players that take the next level in the playoffs, maybe minus Mikko Rantanen. And Mikko Rantanen, by the way, 0 goals in the last 6 games. You could tell he's frustrated. And after the game, reports are lots of Stars yelling, lots of noise in the locker room, lots of disappointed Stars that they can't put the puck in the net. So 2 goals in the last 3 games. 2 goals in the last 4 road games. They have been brutal on the road. 9 goals in 8 road playoff games. You don't have to be a mathematician to hear those stats and say, wow, no bueno. Per Natural Hat Trick, tweeted out by Mark Lazarus of NHL.com. 5-on-5 expected goals. Edmonton's been better. Edmonton expected goals, 10.7, Dallas 8.7. Actual goals. So that's a close matchup on expected goals. But here's why analytics can be deceiving, because analytics do not put in grit. Analytics do not put in driving the net. Actual goals, 9-3 in favor of Edmonton. 5-on-5, 9-3 Edmonton. When you go all situations, basically added in power play, as well as being shorthanded, expected goals gets even closer. 14.4 expected goals for Edmonton, 14 for Dallas. Basically the same. Actual goals, Edmonton, 50% more, 16-8. That's a rout. Stars have more attempts, more chances, more high dangers. But when you cannot finish, when you keep shooting the puck over the net, in a 7-game series, these things end quickly. And the Stars have not been able to establish their game in a lot of these games because they've trailed first. How much have they trailed first? 14 of 17 playoff games they've trailed first. They cannot put the puck in the net first. Because what happens when you put the puck in? If you're at home, crowd going crazy, crowd way into the game, right? Makes sense. It also allows you to establish your game rather than allowing them to establish their defensive game. In the last 2 games, Stars penalty kill, which was so good in parts of this playoff and so good all year long. Edmonton has feasted. Like anytime Edmonton goes on a power play, you're like, oh boy. 50% in the last two games, 3 of 6 on their power play. And that's why those Ben and Marchment penalties hurt. I mean, listen, Mason Marchment, I know you're trying to set a pick, but when you're doing that moving, just don't dip your shoulder like you did. So Hintz back in the lineup. I thought he played fine tonight. Dadonoff sits for the night. Granlund moves down to the third line. Robertson up to the first line. I do think we saw a good Jason Robertson tonight. Good to see him playing better, scored the goal for Dallas. But that first power play, when you had an opportunity to gain momentum, you drew a holding penalty. John Klingberg on Matt Duchene. Stars don't even get a shot on net. And kudos to ESPN. They picked up Evan Bouchard going off the ice, hitting Rupe Hintz in the shin pads intentionally, away from the play, during a shift change. Unnecessary. And it was pointed out to the referee, and ESPN once again showed the referee talking to Bouchard and Knobloch, the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, and saying, we will not tolerate this. But Pete DeBoer told Emily Kaplan, or it was told to Emily Kaplan, that it was admitted that the Stars just don't have the makeup to respond. Those were the words used. The makeup to respond. And maybe it's old school and you're down by a goal, so it probably is not appropriate to respond. But would it hurt if a Stars player went over to that bench and say, if you touch my number one center, then I'm going after you guys. And chirp all you want, but those are facts. We didn't like what Darnell Nurse did, and we certainly didn't appreciate when our player comes back that you're going to go for his leg again. I mean, think about it. I understand that it wasn't a hard tap by Bouchard, but nonetheless, sometimes even the slightest tap can cause a re-injury. It was unnecessary. But I just hate when I hear we don't have that makeup. That in the offseason, you have to go get that makeup. Because right now, Edmonton feels as though they can get away with whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. They can be as physical as they want. They can be as aggressive as they want when they're killing penalties. Can you watch how aggressive they are on penalty kill? I mean, they're not going into a box. They're not going into a diamond. They are attacking the puck carrier. And that's why Dallas is struggling. They're basically all the time forcing the Stars to dump and chase. They're putting up wall up on the blue line and say, get past us. It's just frustrating. And probably if they lose on Thursday, I will take a step back. Because I will say this, and I'm not giving up on this series, although I guess I kind of am, but I'm going to say the following. Heck of a series win against Colorado. Absolutely love the series win against the President's Trophy winner, Winnipeg. But this Edmonton team, it's okay for us to say, man, they are on a mission right now. They look really, really good. Okay, let's get to all of your comments, feedback. Reed Copeland says, the guys are legitimately having a hard time hitting the net. Like chance after chance has sailed high or wide of the cage. It's baffling. Boy, I agree with you, Reed. And I know why they're doing that. Analytics will show the gaps that you can shoot at, but at the same time, sometimes you have to go simplistic and just shoot the puck on net. He also says, not going at Bouchard after his skate slash on Hintz was inexcusable. What else will it take to show some vinegar? Marchment with another costly offensive zone penalty. Deja vu from last year. Need a roster shakeup around Mikko. We have too many pumpkins from playoff time. Pain. It's a real good tweet, Reed. Real good tweet. Okay. Cartel Rouge, our friend from Switzerland, says, I'm Swiss and I've lost two IIHF World Finals in a row, 4 in 12 years. My local club, Lucerne, has lost two finals in a row, and now the Stars are on the brink of losing three straight conference finals. Hockey sucks. What do we change in the offseason? Raphael. Well, first of all, Raphael, man, do I need to visit Italy and Switzerland? Because maybe I should be in the crowd for Lucerne. That would be badass. And hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. But yes. Credit to Swiss hockey on the rise in so many ways. And the fact that you're in the IIHF World Finals against Team USA, not Canada, not Sweden, not Finland, but Switzerland, you'll get your gold. But, I mean, think about it. I mean, the US, it's their first gold in over 90 years in that tournament. So, I think they need to change the makeup. I need some dogs in my lineup. I need my dogs. And can they get them in the off season? I don't know. Cause everyone wants dogs. Dylan Moreland, the power play is at 30% in the playoffs. PK was great until this series, but that's under Nazarudin. The beating your head against the locked door of dump and chase, retrieve and get pucks high, shots are getting snuffed out easily tonight. Oil were on every dump. Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with dump and chase, is that you're not winning the puck battles in the corner. And when you are cycling, it's really tough. You're doing a lot of cycling without quality shots. So yeah, you might be tiring out them a little bit, but you know, you're not getting those high danger chances. David Kokas, Dallas tried, but they are super careless with the puck. 18 turnovers. They were careless at times. I'm tired of the back passes. I'm tired of just the neutral zone, throw it in and no one's there. We were out hit 50-24, not engaged. Ben Steele and Bischel were hitting. Wyatt had 0 shots, 0 hits, and -1. Yeah, unfortunately, it looks as though Wyatt Johnston's going to make NHL history for the highest minus in the playoffs. Sports Buckaroo, star season is over. It's Florida versus Edmonton for the cup. Michael says, I guess sometimes you have to tip your hat to the better team. Yeah, I agree. I don't know where our team goes from here to beat them. I don't want to run it back. I'm sick of feeling this as a season ticket holder. I'm okay to move on from some key guys. I trust Jim, but it's time to change it up. Yeah, I trust Jim Neal as well, but I agree. It's time to change the makeup of this team. And I can't hear we're cap strapped. Then you have to look to trade some of your players. Like, I'll say it now, and everyone will say, you're absolutely crazy, Gavin. You are crazy. You shouldn't be doing a podcast. If I'm Jim Neal, Ottawa is going to keep Brady Tkachuk. But isn't that worth a call and say, I'll give you Wyatt Johnston. You get a young, aspiring player that's under for multi-years at a fair rate, and I'll take Brady Tkachuk. It's worth a call, right? Because when you take a step back, and trust me, if you listen to Spits and Suds, you know how much I love Wyatt Johnston. But don't you think Brady Tkachuk on this team would make a difference? Or a player like a Brady Tkachuk? If it's like a player like Brady Tkachuk, then I don't have to give up that asset. Then I can look at Maverick Bork or somebody else. Husky says, I get the frustration, but I can't fault Jake all that much. When all playoffs, he's been victimized by bad bounces, bounces off of teammates. He either went directly into the net or created a goal dot opportunity for the opposition. Bad defending at times. Yeah. I think Jake Oettinger, for the most part, has been terrific. I don't understand how you can get him on him tonight for giving up two power play goals. I thought he made some key saves. I think he kept him in the game. I don't think he was like standing on his head or needed to, for that matter. But, I mean, I think he was terrific tonight. Trevor Morris, the puck just seems to always bounce Edmonton's way. Well, that's true. Puck luck does go with the better team. Not sure what it is with this team for Dallas in the playoffs, but they just have our number. Longtime listener in Tolo, Gavin, appreciate the podcast. Thanks, Trevor. I appreciate you turning it on and leaving it on 105.3 The Fan, and stick tap to all the guys on The Fan for their hockey talk during this playoffs. Jacob Prince says, and thank you, Trevor. Really appreciate it. All right. Our man, Jacob Prince, 99. We get a guy like Mikko, still can't advance to the cup finals. What more could we do? I feel like we lack the physicality to make a push for the cup. I mean, that's it. You guys are seeing the same thing that I'm seeing. Nate says there's no, quote, might be. Ben's got enough gas in the tank to give you some entertaining moments in the regular season. He is completely useless come playoff time. I just can't get out of my head, Nate, that Jim Nill said, as long as I'm the general manager of this team, Jamie Benn is staying. Will that be the case? It's going to be absolutely fascinating. Jason Hatfield says, team soft as baby doo-doo. All right. My name is not Damien. Is DeBoer gone? Who could possibly replace him? The we're not built for this comment cemented it. For me, he has to go. Yeah, it's a tough comment, but no, I think you let Pete DeBoer play out his contract, which is one more year after this year. I struggle to say that you fire a coach that made so many good moves during the regular season after taking you to three straight conference finals. And it's not like that he's coasting through the playoffs. I mean, look at the teams they took down in the last 2 years. Colorado, Vegas, Colorado, Winnipeg. I'd say those are pretty good series wins. So I think they need to change the makeup. Richard Saunders. This team isn't enough this year either. Maybe we should go back to the defensive mindset of team formulation, since we all know our offense will completely dry up at this level. Perhaps a better defensive team could stay in it beyond game six of the World Conference, Western Conference Finals for once. I mean, that's going to be interesting because you have a lot of defensemen under contract. So Cody Ceci's up after this year. And Brendan Smith's up after this year. Nils Lundqvist is a restricted free agent after this year. So if you want to say goodbye to Nils Lundqvist, you certainly can. But if you tender him an offer, then he is protected under you. Heiskanen long-term. Harley is locked up for next year. Then he's up. So you have to think of that contract. And then you have Labushkin under contract. Esa Lindell under contract. Liam Bischel under contract. Petrovic under contract. I believe I just named Dumba's under contract. I just named six defensemen under contract. So you either have to make some moves or you have what you have. I think they're going to make some moves. Chris Stapkoven, I'm upset at all of them. Jake, the offense, the defense, they've all learned nothing from last year. Chris, I absolutely love your passion. In fact, you're one of my favorite Sports Spits and Suds passionate listeners, but I just can't listen to that Jake Ottinger narrative. I just think he's been terrific, and I think he's taken an extra step in his career. I really do, and I think he played well tonight. I mean, he gave up two goals. Nate Hurst, is this team too soft to win the cup? They've backed down physically from Edmonton 2 years in a row. I mean, that's the thing that we're all talking about, Nate, right now. And I really didn't want this to be an off-season conversation, but that will be the narrative heading into the off-season. DCH, the coach said it between periods. We aren't built for that. Oh, man, I feel as though there are going to be regretful comments. He is right. Soft team, soft coach, and it's time to move on from many of these players not listening to analysis of the obvious failure that is the Dallas Stars. Remember, folks, the rink shrinks, things get tighter. Physicality doesn't mean dropping the gloves. It's winning those corner battles. And it's being, you know, out-muscling for the puck. And if you look at Edmonton, they're doing a real good job. And over the years, they've picked up Corey Perry, physical guy, Evander Kane, physical guy. They've gotten more physical on their blue line. Husky, and we can't even be up that upset at Jake tonight either. He gave them plenty of opportunities to get back into the game, and they didn't. Jeffrey, that third was tough to watch, but they're trying. I give them this. They are trying. I'm not saying this team is quitting. And a lot of you use that term soft. I'm not going to use that term. I'm going to read your tweet, but I'm not going to use that term personally. I don't see any quit in this team, and they came out strong in the first, playing a simpler game that I wanted to see. I agree. I was happy with the first period. Are they getting goalied? Separate note, background story on the name of your pod, Stick Tap. Okay. I don't think they're getting goalied. I think they're not putting enough pressure on the goalie. I think shots on goal are one thing, but I want to see all-out havoc in front of the net. I want to see skates, pucks going off of Oilers defensemen. I want to see us. I mean, think how many rebounds that you saw tonight where no Stars player was anywhere near them. Partly probably because they're trying to get back to defend against Edmonton, but you need to have some kind of net front presence. Okay, background story on the name of our podcast. So it was actually named by Craig Ludwig, who we absolutely love, Craig, and super happy that he's gone on to, you know, great things. And Craig's analysis is absolutely terrific. Love Craig on both a professional and personal level, but he actually helped me come up with it. Spitz is because my last name is Gavin Spittle, and Suds is because we pop Frosties after the game. So Suds is another name for popping a Frosty. And Craig certainly loves his Suds. I never have enough beer around him. Mayor Patel, our local resident doctor listening. Everyone thought the Rangers were done after the Altuve homer in Game 5 of the ALCS. Here we go, baby. After Game 5 of the ALCS, and we know what happened after. We certainly did. Here we go. See, it's just a simple tweet that turns it over, baby. Absolutely. The doctor comes through with an awesome tweet. Weird stuff happens in sports. Maybe I'm just a delusional homer, but Dallas in 7. Oh, man, did the doctor just make a house call. Where's my Frosty? I need to pop one. Oh, that was beautiful, Doc. Listen, we need to get together for a drink. You're an amazing Spits and Suds listener. I think we need to do like a night where it's just a gathering of Spits and Suds faithful. And basically we just kind of all gather and just enjoy what has been a terrific podcast season. Regardless, I mean, hopefully we're hoisting after a Game 7 win of this series and Stanley Cup, baby. BC Trading Cards TX. Sucks that we've said it for 3 years in a row. Getting very tiresome. Sports Buckaroo. DeBoer can off. I don't think it's DeBoer. Justin Robertson. Spot needs to be fired immediately. It's not going to happen. He's close with DeBoer. In his entire career, his power play has been horrendous in the playoffs. He has single-handedly cost DeBoer his job 2 times and maybe a 3rd time. I love DeBoer, but his loyalty to Steve has coached that has consistently failed will be his undoing. I think the whole crew comes back after this year. Be shocked if they didn't. Russ Goodall. Wyatt Johnston has been the worst player in all the playoffs. Ben, Dadonov, Marchman, Duchesne haven't been any better. Time for new leadership. Ben and DeBoer can go. Man, the Pete DeBoer hate. All right, Brandon Taylor, I am ticked is another word for the word he used. Dallas needed to play this game like they were down 3-0, and they didn't do that. If you're listening to this podcast and you have a kid in the car, will you please let me know? Because I'm whistling for the kiddo. Now, not only are they staring down the barrel of elimination, but they also risk being labeled fraudulent. I mean, I was going to save this for my monologue if they do lose, but you could be Anaheim. You could be San Jose. You could be Chicago. You could be Nashville. Look what Nashville did in the offseason. everyone, including this guy, thought Nashville was going to win the Central Division. They didn't even make the playoffs. They were awful. They picked up Marchessault. They picked up Steven Stamkos. They looked so good on paper. So, could be them. Just keep that in mind. I know it hurts right now. Okay, Ben should have been punted in 2023. Matthew Martin, I know the main story is the disappearance of our depth, but I think the lack of converting on quality scoring chances is a glaring issue. Had more quality scoring chances than Edmonton. Nearly all series, Edmonton just converts at a higher rate, a real bummer. Edmonton certainly has taken advantage of every opportunity. Nikki Chickles says, worst offense, Texas Rangers or Dallas Stars? Ah, Dallas scored one tonight. The Texas Rangers late in the game scored two and defeat the Toronto Blue Jays. So tonight we say, worst offense, the Dallas Stars. Tomorrow might be different. Russ Goodall, don't waste your time, guys. Season is over. Come on. Be like the good doctor. E. Huddle, just completely outclassed. Almost makes me wish we hadn't gotten here. Pathetic. Are we serious? Stars fans, I love you. Spits and Suds, I love you. Sudsies, I love you. But really? We hadn't gotten here? You wish you were bounced by Winnipeg? You beat the President's Trophy Club winner in six. Colorado was favored over you in the initial series. And you rallied back to beat Colorado. And you wish we hadn't gone here? I don't know, man. It's frustrating, but this has been a great ride. Michael Brandt, hate to think it's over, but it would be near miracle on ice to come back. Ooh. 1980, baby. Mike Arruzioni. This could have been a 4-0 sweep outside of that third period in game one. I get the Oilers are good, but geez, what's the best realistic option to get past this round? I think you got to throw your weight around. I think you just have to loosen up. All the pressure is on Edmonton to close out this series. Pepper, Stewart, Skinner, get in front of the net. Be physical. Be physical after the whistle. Just let it all loose, man. Do what Carolina did. They told Florida, not tonight, boys. You think you're going to sweep us? Not tonight. I think that definitely sends a message that this team is in it to the end, regardless if they go back to Edmonton and lose. Would love to see an amazing effort on Thursday night. Court Wi-Fi, so frustrating. Besides being getting better bounces of the puck, what else can be done? Good night, Gavin. Good night, Court Wi-Fi. All right. You know, like I just said, be more physical. Collect rebounds in front of Skinner. Make his life miserable. Screens on Skinner. Try to put a body on McDavid. They're obviously being physical and taking liberties with you. Maybe it's time, because you got nothing to lose, take a little liberties on them. I don't like the word retribution, because that's purposely doing something. But if Edmonton is allowed to do stuff, then Dallas should be allowed to do stuff. But I just can't get out of my mind. That's just not our makeup. I struggle with that statement. And I ask the question, what's your makeup then? Noah Brown, I feel like they outplayed Edmonton the majority of the game. I don't know. They had a good first period. Apparently, Skinner only knows how to goaltend against us. I mean, he's been good. I don't think he's been outstanding. He made some big saves in the last game. I think they can come back from this, but I don't see it right now. It's definitely going to take a miracle now. See you Thursday. Hopefully they win. Yeah. Hopefully they do. And then Simon Cave says, how is it after an entire year, Ben and Marchman haven't learned how to cease taking poor penalties? They're eventually going to hurt the team, and tonight was the night. Penalty certainly did catch up with you at the worst time in the Western Conference Finals. The penalty kill bailed you out for the majority of the season, specifically in the second half where you took all those penalties. Just came back to bite you. Chuck L., no thanks. That game was a warm cup of spit. Oh, man, that's using my name in vain. Stars are gutless and deserve to lose. Simply pathetic. Well, Chuck, I don't think they're gutless. I mean, I think Edmonton deserves to win. Let me just put it that way. And MB Tendi, just don't see how you bring back any of our UFAs with this performance. Move Marchman as well. Okay, I hear you, MB. Who's taking on a $4 million Mason Marchment contract with the penalties he commits? Who? Same way Florida made a big shakeup before becoming elite, Dallas needs to. I agree with you there, Tendi. Give up whatever it takes to get Brady if he's available. I'm with you, my man. What the Blickin says, he's just mad. Brett the Fart says they can't handle playoff physicality, not built for it. They can win two rounds despite being hit 45-20 every game and look run down by early round three. Also, Marchman is a full-on liability. Looking forward to get his $4.5 million off the books. Ben might be cooked as well. Really reminds me, and I've said this on Spits and Suds podcast prior, it reminds me of the Radulov contract. It just did not end well, age well, so to speak. Sam Green, why did we sign guys on the blue line to be more physical and not play them in games we need physicality? What is the point, Gavin? Because Dumba throughout the season just has proven that maybe he just doesn't have it anymore. That was the case last year with Arizona and Tampa, and you thought maybe that was a team structure. You brought him in to be physical, to be that guy. Heck, you played him on the first defensive pairing at times, and he just wasn't good enough. I love Matt Dumba's career. I hope he can turn it around, but that's the reason. As far as Ilya Lyubushkin, I can't give you a good answer. I'm surprised he's been scratched. The only thing that Robert Tiffin brought up that does make sense, maybe there is better familiarity because Petrovic played down in Texas on a regular basis with Bischel. Maybe that's the case. And kudos to Petrovic. I hope he's a part of this team last year. I mean, forget about signing Brendan Smith or another defenseman. There's your seventh defenseman right there in Petrovic. Okay. Matto at Texas Hockey, TX Hockey 99. Every year, is this what it feels like to be a Cowboys fan? Yes. If they couldn't muster up enough desperation to get a win tonight, I'm not holding my breath that they could do it in game five. Was it a good year? Was a good year, but on to the offseason. Zach Bradford, turns out you shouldn't go on a seven-game losing streak to end the season. Back-to-back years of seven-game first series are ruining us. LA Kings are to blame. Yeah, Edmonton certainly did have the easier road. Okay, Chucky 10, goal for offseason, get faster and younger players. It's time to send the old guys to pasture up front and try to get Dobson or Rasmus Dahlin or Dahlin. We'll talk about that. Notice how I'm not going too much into the offseason. Jordan, our friend from Canada, like it or not, it's over. Get ready for all sorts of offseason questions. Absolutely. And to answer your question, yes, we will have lots of Spits and Suds offseason Q&As and guests to talk about this star season as a whole and what they need to do to get over the hump. Rod Norton, Oilers lose three of their top six D-men, and it still looks like they're on a constant power play. I haven't seen the Stars play this scared since last year's Western Conference Finals. Sorry, I think he just meant three of their top six. So, yeah, tough. So I told you what the game plan is. You have nothing to lose. I would go all out. I would be physical. I would match their physicality as far as hits. If that means you draw a couple penalties, so be it. Hopefully the crowd is going wild, but down 3-1, you are going to have to give them a reason to go crazy. And that can come from physicality, from being in front of the net, for scrumming after the whistle, for knocking in rebounds, just giving it an all-out effort. Trust me, that crowd, that barn, it'll be lively and wild. Don't we have to stick tap Edmonton? Man, I mean, granted their team beat us in two of their home games, but boy, that's a good barn. That is a cool barn. It makes me want to travel there next year and kind of see that back-to-back against like Calgary and Edmonton. That would be a fun back-to-back. All right, so that's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. You guys are giving us an absolutely outstanding May. Thank you so much for your contributions. Thank you so much for making Spits and Suds where it is as far as the top Dallas Stars podcast in town. You guys absolutely rock. And because of that, we are trying to make you Stars content rich. For the greatness of our producer, Gregory Finley, and I say that because he is great. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. We'll be back with another episode soon. Until then, try to have a good night and good morning, everybody.